Thank you, Madam President. It is deeply regrettable that we have to respond once again to the DPRK sophistry when the facts are clear. North Korean nuclear and ballistic missile programs have destabilized the region and beyond in violation and flagrant disregard of multiple resolutions of the UN Security Council. Neither its nuclear or ballistic missile programs nor its provocations can ever be legitimated by so-called legitimate security concerns. Furthermore, the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea, and this fact is clearly stipulated in UNSC resolutions, which repeatedly recall that North Korea cannot have the status of a nuclear weapon state in accordance with the NPT in any case. Its ongoing nuclear pursuit constitutes a grave threat to international non-proliferation regime, which in turn threatens to thwart the global nuclear disarmament efforts in direct contradiction to the resolute call of all members of the international community. It is also deplorable to see the DPRK repeatedly undermining the authority of the Security Council. Such a behavior by a very member state of a UN should not be accepted. We advise the DPRK to read Articles 25 and 103 of the UN Charter, which stipulate that the UN member states agree to accept and carry out the decisions of the Security Council, and that the obligations under the UN Charter shall prevail over their obligations under any other international agreement. The DPRK is urged to immediately reverse course and respond positively to repeated calls for dialogue and diplomacy. I thank you, Madam President.